I am going to welcome you now to Cassie Webb, who is the Events and Marketing Chair for the Tempe Coalition. Cassie, good morning. I'm Andy. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing well. How are you?
Can't complain. Look, I mean, I it's been so hard for me not to let the cat out of the bag with these guys right now about what you and I share. And it is, it's such a beautiful thing, right? Like, it really is. And they have no clue. They're looking at me like I'm nuts, which is
usual,
like always. But that's all right. I'm not taking it personal because I am a little nuts. But you and I share something that's fantastic. And do you want to say it or should I? I mean,
I'll let you share.
We are both Green Bay Packer fans, baby.
Yep.
Look at this room. They're glowing
wow.
right now. They're so happy for us. You can't you look, if looks could kill Cassie, that's what would be happening right now. Okay. They're like, oh great, another cheesehead. That's exactly what we don't need.
Yeah, it's you guys are everywhere.
Yeah.
The most
yeah.
unbreakable bond.
Yep.
Cassie, are you from the great state of Wisconsin?
Yeah, I was actually born and raised in Green Bay, about 10 minutes from Lambeau.
In the great city of Green Bay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. In Titletown itself.
Well, there you go, Mike.
Do you own a cheese head?
I do. You know, it's
you're
kind
a bigger
of
fan than Andy.
Well, here's the that's not necessarily true. Trust me.
You're not a super fan like Cassie if you don't own a cheesehead. Come
look,
on, bro.
Look, there's different levels, and you know what?
You're on a lower level.
You know what? Cassie, you got me.
Yeah.
You're better. You are better than I am. You are, for sure.
I mean,
love it.
They kind of just, it's a rite of passage. You kind of have to have one.
Yeah.
Especially if you grow up in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Holy
yeah.
smokes.
Yeah. yeah.
All right, so you do know that the city's taken a major hit, by the way. I think I saw something in the neighborhood of like $120 million. Am I right? Without the fans? Because you know
yeah.
how everybody has like their yards and their driveways
oh, yeah.
where they...
Oh, yeah, like all the lawn
mm-hmm.
parking. Yeah, it's been really weird, and it's sad because a lot of people, you know, count on that money and kind of bank on it to pay their taxes and whatnot.
Yes.
So
yes, you hit it. You hit it.
Yeah, they're hoping that, you know, things turn around and at least by next season things are back to normal. But it's definitely been weird, especially even just, you know, it's a pretty small town and, you know, normally on game day everything's kind of shut down and just centered around football and, you know, the local businesses, get people coming from out of town. So it's definitely been weird. But again, kind of hoping that things make a recovery and been fun the last couple games. They've let employees who are season ticket holders come and watch the game. So
yeah.
I know Aaron Rodgers was saying that was really cool to have a few fans back in the stadium. So hopefully it's a sign of better things to come.
We are talking to Cassie Webb from the Tempe Coalition, and I'm learning that she is a very well-educated football person. And, you know, it doesn't shock me. I'm sorry, fellas and lady in the room. It doesn't shock me. She's from Green Bay. She's going to know football. So with that being said, I'm not trying to make you be a homer in any way, shape, or form, but – I'm telling you what.
She's laughing like it's too late.
Well, no, here's the thing. yeah. We're going to sound like a homer, but the guy's play is warranting the fact that he's just ripping up this league, and he's been, in my opinion, Aaron Rodgers, since you just mentioned Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's been the most consistent player all season long out of anybody throughout the year. Yeah, he's had a game or two that has been
a little up and down,
right? But for the most part mm-hmm. – I think this guy's the steadiest player in the league. Is he the MVP or am I being a homer?
I mean, I always think he's the MVP. There are some other good candidates out there, but I mean, I think his play, I mean, he just threw his 400th touchdown pass yesterday. Which
least amount of games, by the way.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I don't really think he can be overlooked when we're having the conversation, even if his record isn't the best.
We are talking to our NFL insider from the Tempe Coalition, Cassie Webb. Okay, so who would be some of those other people that might give him a shot, give him a run? Who in your mind?
I mean, probably last year's MVP, Patrick Mahomes, is always going to be in the conversation. And then
Super Bowl MVP.
I really see him as the only other person that's at the top of my list right now.
Yep, I'm with you.
Some of the others aren't having as good of a year, like Lamar Jackson, as he did last year.
Yep.
Still good, but not quite as good, but definitely watching my back for Patrick Mahomes.
All right, what about the local team? What about the local team? Got to get your feel on Kyler and the Cards because it's been a rough few weeks, right?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say that I, like, follow the Cardinals quite as closely. I never root against them unless they're playing the Packers. But, yeah, it started out so promising, and I feel like it's been a trend I've seen, unfortunately, that things just kind of don't stay good for a long year.
Yeah, I feel you. I got a serious question. Is it a prerequisite that people that work for the Coalition have to know their football or what?
I think I might be one of the a member of the minority in this, just, you know, kind of where I'm from. But it's always fun to when you do come across that other person. I know Hillary's a big football fan.
Yes.
So,
and you know what? I know she's listening, and I don't mean to give her a shot or anything, but
yeah, you do.
We did take Philly out yesterday, and I don't feel bad, okay? I don't, but
no. But
we did hurt their chances to make the playoffs, so
yeah,
she's probably not happy with us.
No. I mean, they did a lot of that to themselves before we even got there, but...
I like where you're going with that. She can't be mad at us. I get it. She
no.
can't be. No way. All right, so enough messing around, but I do think, you know what? If one of these people can't be here one day... I might give you a phone call because you can chop it up pretty good. So I appreciate that. Believe me. Okay, so let's get into you, what you do with the Coalition.
Yeah. So like you mentioned, when I'm not watching football or doing one of my other hobbies, I'm the events and marketing committee chair. So I kind of recently took over this role. And what we've been focusing on a lot and what a lot of our efforts were focused on, you know, up until a few weeks ago was our fourth annual Celebrating Champions for Youth event. So kind of a big change this year. We normally hold the event in person.
Yeah.
But we actually had to switch it over to be virtual.
I did watch it. Mike did catch a little bit of it as well. And I told Hillary, I said, I want the mayor of Tempe to be on the program. I thought that, I mean, just such a great story. Like, he worked for the Coalition, you know, and just, I think it helped him, you know, build himself. And I think that the message and what you guys do in general is just, it's so good for people. So I'd love to get that out there in any way, shape, and form that we can.
Yeah. And it's just a really nice way, again, because there's so many people doing great work in the community, and there's so many people, you know, like the mayor, doing the right things and trying to help our youth. And it's just a really fun way for us to obviously get together and celebrate that and then also honor those people. You know, it's often really thankless work. Anytime that we have the chance to, you know, recognize the people that are doing that work and give them a shout out and acknowledge that, it's always really satisfying. And it's something, you know, we literally plan and work for this all year. So it was really awesome. And we had smaller attendance, quote unquote, in person, you know, like watching it than we would have had if we were holding the event like we typically do. But the reach that we've seen afterwards has been phenomenal. You know, more people have streamed it afterwards. More people have checked out our website. You know, more people have looked at the YouTube and rewatched it on Facebook or whatnot. So we've actually gotten to reach a lot more people in the end than we would have if we just held it in person like we normally did. So obviously disappointing when, you know, just like a lot of things this year that we couldn't get together and be face-to-face to celebrate. But really cool to see that, you know, that butterfly effect is still happening and more people are still seeing it and, you know, getting to recognize the awesome work that the people we honored are doing.
That's the voice of Cassie Webb from the Tempe Coalition, the events and marketing chair. And I don't really like to make fun of people, but here, this is something that happened like literally just right now in the studio. And it's just one of those things that when you're getting to the age where we are, these things happen, like just doing nothing. Mike literally just hurt himself sitting in the chair. All of a sudden, his back just went out on him. Are you okay?
No, I'm fine. There was a little bit of a cramp. My back didn't go out on me. Andy has the back that goes out on him. But I just kind of cramped.
All of a sudden, I saw the guy just start walking around the room, and he's like pointing to his back, and I'm just like, the guy was just sitting here. So, as you get older, as we all get older, things like that happen. But
and I'm older than you, but I got a better back.
Well, I don't know about that after what I just saw. All right, getting back to Cassie Webb and the Tempe Coalition. Again, by the way, if you struggle with alcohol, opioids, depression, anxiety, they have you covered in any way, shape, and form. Call them, 480-858-2300. Look them up on the line. It's tempecoalition.org. You can find Cassie. You can find everybody. Their members are all there. That tells you what they have going on. Tell me some of the things that you have going on right now with the coalition.
So kind of keeping in line with how we moved everything over to, digital for our Champions for Youth event, we're trying to think of other ways that we can do that with some of the other events and education pieces that we do with the Tempe Coalition. And, you know, instead of, you know, going to a health fair like we normally might have, you know, trying to figure out how we reach people digitally. So that's kind of a big change, a big focus of ours right now is kind of switching over, you know, how can we stay in touch with people and still get our information out digitally versus what we would normally do in person. So kind of just across the board, a little bit of everything. We're looking ahead to, you know, obviously we like to work closely with the schools and engage with youth. So kind of trying to brainstorm different ways to, you know, get in touch with those adolescents that normally we'd, you know, chat with them over their lunch period, but they're not doing that anymore.
Yeah.
A lot of just creative kind of brainstorming, for lack of a better term.
Right.
You know, meeting of the minds of our leadership team and our great members to try to figure out how we can connect with people virtually or build those relationships digitally that we would normally rely on in-person connection for.
Yeah, let me ask you. So that you bring up an interesting, at least idea that's in my head moving forward. Are you guys planning on doing more things online just in general? Because in all honesty, we live in such a world today where people just want things, right? Like at the touch of, like literally, you want to be able to touch it and you have it. I can do that on my screen, you know, with my computer. I can touch it instead of having to scroll down these days, right? So are you maybe thinking that this is something that you guys want to incorporate and keep moving forward?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's interesting. So when we were kind of doing our debrief of our Champions for Youth event, you know, seeing the reach that we got after the event, you know, talking with our film crew and, you know, some of our leadership team talking about, you know, like, hey, next year, even if we can meet in person, we should still stream this. We should still record this. We should still promote this in the same way because, you know, I'm a millennial and I always know that if something's at the tip of my fingers and I can access it on my phone, I'm 100 times more likely to actually do that. Or if I can, you know, call into a virtual meeting versus having to, you know, drive there and take time out of my day. Like, I'm way more likely to be able to fit that in. So it's definitely something that we've talked about keeping. I think just like with everything, with COVID, initially it was, okay, quick, what can we do to meet the needs right now? But what we're finding is that it's something that, again, can be really beneficial to people all the time. You know, kind of like you said, right at the, you know, if you can touch on your screen,
it's
way easier to access. So again, we're kind of trying to think strategically about, you know, what's sustainable, what we can keep going and what we can switch over to virtual and what we can do a hybrid on. Because, yeah, it's definitely, I think, and with everything going on, it's something that people are going to expect. You know, they're going to get used to being able to access things virtually. And, you know, we want to keep up with the times. We want to be able to meet that need for people.
See, I think it's crazy. I know, Mike, you have something to say. I'm just going to throw this out there real quick, and then you jump in. Point is that we've had this technology for a long, long time. We just have chosen not to use it. We were forced to implement it. So I think in the beginning, it was a little dicey for everybody as far as how to, you know, make everything work and, you know, at a good pace. And it was just something that we kind of had to figure out. Now, I think as we're learning, we're only going to get better. And I think it's always great to have options for people. It's just another option. Sorry, Mike, go ahead.
No, it's okay. Cassie, you know, you sound like you really enjoy what you do for the coalition, but tell us, like, what's the best part of your job? I mean, is it the help that you can get everybody, or is it something else?
Yeah, I think I honestly think that's it. It's, you know, my background is in public health. You know, that's what I went to school for, and that's what I studied. And then personally, you know, with family members, I've known people my whole life that have struggled with addiction and have gone through recovery and seen that other side. And it's always just a really satisfying thing to be able to kind of contribute to that in any shape or form. So whether it's, you know, acknowledging someone who's doing really great work in the community, or, you know, you're talking to someone and they have that light bulb moment of like, oh, wow, this is a resource that could really help me. It's just really satisfying to be able to, you know, connect people with each other, with resources, and get them the help that they need, or get them the information that they need to make an informed decision for themselves or for their families. We work a lot with parents, and, you know, sometimes they don't know. They're not the expert on all these topics. So when we can be and we can share info with them, and they can then help their kids who can, you know, share that with other kids or teachers or whatnot, you know, it's really that butterfly effect of being able to help people that I love the most.
I totally understand that. Cassie Webb from the Tempe Coalition, tempecoalition.org. Give them a phone call. Again, if you struggle with opioids, alcohol, depression, anxiety, just need someone to talk to be honest with you. 480-858-2300. All right. Do you got something? You look like you were jumping. Yeah?
I was going to give you the time.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Appreciate that. Well, so then you were doing something. All right. So is there anything that we're missing? Is there something that we haven't discussed that we need to get out there today?
I don't think so. I mean, the biggest thing is, again, we're here as a resource. We have, you know, monthly meetings where we kind of strategize and talk about how we can serve people and discuss, you know, different things that we have going on. If you have ideas or if you have questions, don't be afraid to reach out. You know, it's an open group and everyone there is there with the same reason and has the same passion in their heart. So definitely don't be afraid to connect. And yeah, we look forward to kind of keep serving everyone into 2021.
Absolutely. Okay, so we appreciate you so much. I just want to ask you really quick about the meeting that's tomorrow. Is it from like 3:30 to 5? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yep, so that's our general member meeting. It's from 3:30 to 5, and it's kind of where our leadership team and our members come together, and we go over kind of, you know, again, things that have, you know, happened since our last meeting, what we have on the docket coming up, and then we usually have different speakers covering some different topics. It is an open meeting, so if it's something that you're interested in joining, you can contact us and get that information. But yeah, it's just our monthly meeting, and it's our last one of 2020. So it should be a pretty good wrap-up of everything that we've covered this year.
And all they have to do is go to the tempecoalition.org website, right?
Yep, and they can contact us, and it's over Zoom, so they'll have to get a link. But yep, they'll just want to contact us through the website, and then they can get the information.
All right, so I got to let you out of the gate with this one. Are we going 13-3, 12-4, 11-5? What are you thinking?
I mean, I want to say I don't see any of other losses, but some of the ones we had were kind of surprising to me. So I think confidently, at worst, we're 12-4.
And we might drop it one to maybe like the Titans, but they're kind of struggling, or do we lose a game that we shouldn't to the Bears or Detroit, I guess, right? Like, that's about all we have left when you think about it.
Yeah. I mean, my boyfriend's a Lions fan, so I don't see that loss happening at all.
All right, so here's what you got to do with him, all right? Here's what you got to do with him, Cassie, all right? If you aren't already, what's his name? Just his first
Campbell.
Name. Just his first name.
Campbell.
All right, Campbell. So from now on, whenever you get angry at Campbell or anything, you just make it like about the Detroit Lions. So you just be like, look, just go lie down like your Detroit lie downs do.
Oh yeah, that's been my strategy the last 5 years. I'm already on.
Okay,
team,
good
worry.
Deal, good deal. All right, see, she knows you. You
she
know
knows.
What? You can host the show. I don't know if I can be here Friday. Could you,
PTO coming.
Yeah, I mean, wow, but awesome. Hey, we really do appreciate you. All right.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. This was really fun. And
yeah.
Glad we got to chat.
Yeah,
about the Packers and the Tempe Coalition.
Absolutely. I mean, hey, whenever. Those are like my two favorite things. That and music. That's the only thing we didn't throw in there. So who? One more thing then. Who's your favorite music? What do you like? Who's your band? Your favorite music style? What gets you going? What do you like music wise?
Oh my gosh, I am a notorious just like a top 40 type person. Like whatever the flavor of the week is, I just listen to anything and everything. So. My playlists are a little erratic, but I don't think I could choose one one category or one artist, because I'll just listen to pretty much anything and my playlists reflect that.
I'm going to tell you what, check our station out if you don't already, 88.7, because we play anything and everything. We're top 40, there's times when we do some interesting, fun stuff. So if you haven't, now you know us, now you got to check us out each and every day. I would hope from now on you're going to be, you're a fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, Cassie, have a great day. We appreciate you.
Thanks so much. You too.